So are we on now? Wait.
Yeah, it's
hold on.
Both cameras?
Both cameras and the audio.
Nice.
Don't.
Oh, you fucking gross cunt. You smelly dog.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Near Death Experience. And we are on the beautiful Wurundjeri country in Melton at the Relentless School of Pro Wrestling. And thank you to the ancestors, past, present, and emerging, for having us. Today, we have the beautiful Fox again for another episode. Welcome. And we also have the sadistic spirit, Jahari, and Mayhem, the rat. It's a bit cold, so she's a bit. You want to say good morning?
Good evening. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Give her a pat.
I feel like you don't understand how AM and PM works.
What do you mean? Time is just a concept. Time's not fucking real.
No, time is real.
Time's not fucking real.
Time is real.
I disagree. Anyway, let's have a reading.
All right.
Shut the fuck up, Jahari. Tell me when to stop. We'll be dancing for hours.
Keep going. Stop. Uno.
Go fish. Uno. All right. So, the first card you got today is the bushfire card.
What the fuck? All right.
You just told me earlier you fucking trimmed your pubes.
Yeah.
So, like, you did some backburning. You did some backburning. Back so maybe, maybe that's why you come up.
I was thinking a similar thing. I was like, fuck, I hope I don't get that. Have you heard the thing? You, squeeze a lemon on it. If it stings, it's no good.
What? No? What is
yeah,
this?
So the theory is if you know, if you have, like, something, you know, that you squeeze a lemon onto your gimmick, and if it doesn't sting, you're safe. If it stings, no good.
But why are you putting
lemon? I didn't do it. I just heard that. Someone told me.
Why are you... Dude, you come up with some weird shit to do with your genitals. Like, I don't
think of things...
Would you put lemon on your pee-pee?
I did before I came. Had to make sure.
Why?
Well, there you go.
Why?
He's one he
did
needs to.
Did it sting?
To.
No, thank God.
Yeah, he had a close call this week. So
that's all. That's what I heard. Oh. Jahari
so
has
welcome
crabs.
To the podcast where we talk about absolutely nothing for a second time. Has no structure or credibility with what when I got here. What are we talking about? I don't know. Okay. So I'm just going to I was there's a part of me that was like, you know what, I'm just going to take over because you clearly don't know what you're doing. And then,
but
so...
this is my show.
You're not good at it.
Fuck off. This is real good. Hey, shut the fuck up. No, this is good. This is great shit. If
all
you'd
right.
let me finish talking
right,
about
sorry,
the card...
Sorry, go. Keep telling you.
Well, like, okay, so right. after you trimmed your pubes, right,
yep.
you've
mm-hmm.
you've backburned. You've done some backburning,
yep.
right?
Yep.
You've also done backburning in your life, I'm sure. And, like, what happens... when you backburn is when things grow back, they become more fruitful.
They come more fruitful, huh?
they become more fruitful.
Yeah, right.
So maybe, I don't know,
so
maybe you'll get dreadlocks now with your pubes.
I hope so.
Maybe.
It's going to be a rasta cock.
That's so silly. One time I dyed my pubes blue.
I remember you told me. How,
yeah.
How was it? So, all right. Did you do the bleach gimmick first?
Yeah. I committed. Well, I full on committed. Like I did some back burning. So
yeah.
I did like, I shaved a landing strip
oh,
and
yeah.
it was just enough like pube to bleach.
Like, was it like a, what, pinky sort of thickness?
Well, yeah, like, maybe like that wide.
Yeah, like that wide.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just a strip, right? Yeah. And I was bleaching my hair and I had spare bleach and I was like, oh. I'll give it a go.
Because we've all been there.
I'll give it a go. So I did. So I bleached my pubes and, bro, I was so careful because, like, I did not want to get any of that anywhere but the hair.
Of course.
And yeah, it was fucking stressful. I was sweating. Anyway, so I bleached them, I washed it off, and then I put the blue on.
But how bright did it get?
The first day it was pretty bright, but then after I had a shower, because it was the first time I dyed it, it went green. And then it didn't look that good, so I just shaved them.
Well, I mean yellow, blue, green, makes sense.
So it just looked like I had a green vagina for like a day.
It's crotch rot.
Yeah, it was gross.
You should have squeezed a lemon on it.
That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up, man. I'm still, alright guys. So, earlier today, Philip and I were talking, and he showed me some pretty fucking eerie videos of these fucking mermaids, and I'm slightly traumatized because...
I feel like you're severely traumatized.
No, I actually am. Like, it's actually made me quite nervous because it's like, my whole life has been a lie. Like, I've been taught and, like, educated that mermaids are supposed to be hot. And, like, these fucking mermaids that people have been finding in which oceans?
I think it was, I don't know the name of it, but, like, around Norway and Greenland and shit. Like, so, is it the North Arctic or whatever? Arctic oceans?
Okay, so the really cold
oceans. Is it Arctic Ocean? Atlantic, something like that? Yeah, yep. Whatever. I'm not a fucking geographer. But yeah, those places.
They're so fucked up. So they like have these cool fucking tails, and there's like this video of this one bitch, and she's just like sitting like on the fucking wharf or whatever. Or yeah, and she's just like flapping her fucking tail, and you see like the behind bit of her. You don't see her head, right? Yeah, and she's got like this weird like fucking spine, and then she like turns around, and she's got like this weird fucking like skull face, and it's terrifying. And they sing.
Yeah. This is, but like, you for weeks now, you for weeks have been asking me about mermaids.
Yeah, I know.
And like, send me videos, and like, to be fair, I keep forgetting, because I'm not that interested in what you want, so I keep putting it off, and then when you're like, I'll do it, and then I remembered, and we watched some videos on mermaids, because I'm a big mermaid cunt. I think they're fucking fascinating.
What do you think look fascinating about them?
The fact that they exist, you know, because obviously, I mean, like...
Bro, where the fuck do they live?
They live in the bottom of the ocean.
I'm getting really nervous. What if they come through the toilet, like snakes?
No, you can't. They're too big. I've got a story about snakes, but... I've got this problem, right? I get sidetracked very easily. So I have had conversations with people where... We'll start on a topic and then we'll just keep jumping to different ones, and we'll be talking for like 2 or 3 hours, and not one story that we started with got closure. So it's just like a bunch of random shit, and then I'm at home like, fuck, they forgot to tell me about that thing. But anyway, so I'll stay on topic with the mermaid shit.
Yep.
Just get that diagnosed.
Why is he here?
He has to be here.
Okay. Anyway, so with the mermaids... I only saw them on like TikTok and stuff, and then I just started looking into like different videos and shit, and like I feel like they're a little bit easier to believe than like Sasquatch, because for some reason anytime
I disagree
I fully I disagree
hold on no no
well.
listen what listen
bro I disagree
hold on.
So
Sit.
Bad
hold on
so bad.
Let me finish you cut me off you fucking idiot
I'm sorry You're just wrong.
I believe in Sasquatch.
God, I'm sweating.
Hold on.
So
I believe
right
in
now.
Sasquatch, but it's easier for me to fathom mermaid existence than Sasquatch existence, because when you find videos of mermaids, it's a little bit better quality. What, for fucking some reason, every time someone sees Sasquatch, it's like, you know... Everyone's phone just fucking shits itself, and it's like
I can tell
pixelated.
You
why.
Why? It's because they're interdimensional beings.
No,
and the
they're not. Can't. They're just fucking from here. You just can't. They don't want to tell you about them because it'll freak people out. Because I reckon there's
like these fucking mermaids have freaked me the fuck out,
yeah,
man.
Just, but that's another thing. Like the ocean has only been 5 to 10% discovered.
It's
right?
Not
we don't
yet.
Know.
It's
yeah,
fuck
we have fuck all knowledge of it. Like. You can only go so deep in the ocean.
Yep.
So there has to be shit in there that we don't know about. It's like, have you heard of the bloop?
No. Ooh. What's the
you
bloop?
You know it, yeah?
What's
so
the bloop?
So it was like, I can't remember
no,
when
what's
it,
the bloop?
All right, I'll tell you. I'm going to... Shut up, bro.
Fucking wait.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, the bloop was like, they got this... I can't remember exactly when it was. It was between now and the 60s.
It was like in the 80s, I think.
Something like that, yeah. So they got this like radar sound, because, you know, radar picks up different sounds and shit. They heard this. They called it the bloop because it sounded like a bloop.
Like bloop.
Yep, kind of like that. But it was like a whale. it sounded like... a whale sound kind of thing. And but they picked it up in, I'm going to say, like, California somewhere. Like, that's where they heard it. Well, that's where it picked up on the radar. And then they pinpointed where it was. And it was somewhere, like, past New Zealand. So it was, like, tens of thousands of kilometres away.
At stupid depths.
Like, at stupid depths as well. So it was, like, that loud that it was heard... in on a radar, like, thousands of kilometers away. And they still don't know what it is. And they're like, oh, they thought it was a blue whale, but then a blue whale only had, like...
It's like 30 kilometers or some shit.
Not even. It's like fuck all of a percentage. Like, if a blue whale makes a sound, like, a K away, you still probably won't be able to hear it.
I mean, you can hear them.
But, like...
But not that far away.
Not far away. Like, you can't hear anything that far away, unless it's, like, I don't know... Not even a nuclear bomb, they think you could hear that far away.
I just want to know why there's so many fucking secrets, like, in the world. Like, there's so many fucking weak theories about shit, and, like, a lot of them are true, and a lot of them are bullshit. But, like, there's so many just weird, eerie, like, almost like monster things.
Because I think if people knew about them, they'd freak out. Like, you just fucking, your whole life just crushed in your...
That's because they fucking made Ariel, like, this really cute, nice person. And then I'm thinking, oh, yeah, mermaids are fucking like Ariel. And then you show me this video, and she's completely not like Ariel, even in the slightest.
Yeah,
like,
no,
maybe the tail a little bit, but that was about it.
But, yeah, well, the tail's there for function. But to be fair, if you look at the mermaid that we saw just before... If you look at that, that is a sea creature. Like, that is what, like, a fucking... A fish doesn't have, like, nice red hair and, like, skin and shit. It's got, like, scales and gills and, like, beady eyes because it needs to be able to fucking see and breathe underwater and shit.
Have you ever seen House of a Thousand Corpses?
I think I have, but I can't remember all of it.
Okay, well,
I watched it, like, when it came out.
Yeah, okay. So there's, like, the scene with Fish Boy where they turn the guy, they chop him up and they turn him into the mermaid on the platter.
Yeah, I remember that.
I thought, like, when I watched that movie, I was like, huh, that looks cool. It's not really, like, realistic, but it's just kind of fucked up, so it's kind of cool. But now you showed me that video and it looks the same.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe Rob Zombie...
To be fair, Rainn Wilson kind of looks like that mermaid. The guy that played the Fish Boy guy.
Right.
Dwight from...
Dwight, yeah, Dwight. I just know him as Dwight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, that's such a good movie. So fucking cool.
I'm not a big fan of the Rob Zombie movies.
Well, fuck
movies.
You.
No, like, he's not a good fucking director. He just makes weird shit for the sake of doing weird shit. Like, he really fucked up Halloween.
Yeah, look, his remakes on shit,
horrible.
I just ignore them like they don't exist.
Well, I
but
wish
his
I could.
Original shit is great. Fuck you. Fuck you. You are
like,
so wrong right now.
No, he's not good. Even, like, his music's
okay. Why do
you
do this?
Like, because your opinions
you just
are
say,
wrong.
No, your opinions are wrong. You
no,
just say
you have,
shit to get me worked up.
No, because...
Like, you don't
listen,
actually...
You...
Shut the fuck
incorrect
up.
Incorrect at everything.
I'm not incorrect
You're
at
dumb
everything.
As fuck.
No, I'm not dumb as fuck.
Anyway, Rob Zombie, horrible director, terrible screenplays, rotten writing, okay? If you like the Halloween movies, don't watch them. Like, don't watch his ones. No, let me finish, you dumb cunt. To be fair, a lot of the Halloween movies were pretty bad, except the first one was really good. And then the remakes, the first two the first two that they made were good. The last one sucked dicks. But anyway, carry on about your stupid theories.
I think you want to get butt-fucked by Rob Zombie.
What Where did you come up with that
because
conclusion?
Because you have so much hate.
I don't hate him.
No, listen.
I don't
listen,
hate him.
Listen.
I liked White Zombie.
Shut the fuck up and
White Zombie was
White
good.
White Zombie are great.
They're good.
Listen. But the reason why I think you want to have anal sex with Rob Zombie is because you talk so much shit about him. So it's like that theory of like you actually like
sense.
The person,
yeah.
but then you bully them. So I think you have a crush on Rob Zombie.
Nah, see, this
you just
is
don't
where,
want to admit right, it because
listen.
You're a closet.
No, no, this is where your theory is incorrect. I hate you, right? So I bully you. And at no point in my life have I ever thought, you know what would be a great idea? Getting rammed by Eric. So your theory is just null and void, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's
all right, I'll take it. I'll take it. You're a fucking dog.
But see, this is my thing with Rob Zombie, right? Rob Zombie, he might have some good ideas, but his execution, pretty bad. Because White Zombie was good. Rob Zombie on his own, it's okay. Like, especially that... What was that album he did with Dracula on it? I can't remember. You know the
yeah.
album I'm talking about. That album's okay. And then anything else he did, you don't remember it because it was just like, whatever, right? He's sort of like... I don't know a good... My best example for it is like Vince Russo. He might have some good ideas, but he needed that filter of Vince McMahon to get the good ideas out. Like, he needs a buffer, you know? This is why your podcast works, because you have a buffer. Because if it was just you on your own, no one... This is unwatchable.
Why?
Because you're so dumb.
I'm not dumb!
Dumb.
I'm not dumb! No, the podcast works because it's fucking magic, all right? It just fucking works. And it's not because of my intelligence. Shut up, Harry Potter's not fucking real. I have real magic. Shut the fuck up. Have you got your cage on? Have you put it on? Did you put it on?
Go ahead and cut that. Go ahead and get that out of this video.
Anyway. Give me more
every
of it.
Subscription is another day in the cage.
No one subscribe.
If you
want to
see Jahari in the cage for longer, please like and subscribe or comment. Preferably
dislike,
subscribe.
Unsubscribe.
Don't unsubscribe.
Never watch again.
Don't listen to him. He's not allowed to be talking right now. But he is. So, where's your handler?
It's over there.
No. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right handler.
I feel like I was talking about something. I can't.
We were talking about mermaids.
Yeah, Rob Zombie was.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we already finished that.
No, shush. We were talking about the mermaids, and then we're talking about the secrets of the world.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
Like heaps of people. Like
yeah. So I think it's because if everyone knew about it, like if you knew like giants existed, if you knew mermaids existed, if you knew about like the skinwalkers and all that sort of shit, like if you knew all that shit existed, people would freak out. And
they
then
do exist.
Yeah. I've seen videos of it.
The skinwalkers?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll go show you them ones too.
No, I've seen them. I've seen... You send them anyway.
Yeah.
But the skinwalker videos I've seen, they're pretty fucking gnarly. And in Wiradjuri culture, we have like shapeshifter gimmicks, which are kind of similar. And
what are they
like
called though?
Shapeshifters.
Oh, fair enough.
They're called
creative
shapeshifters. Or, no, there's other ones called Yaramayahus.
Oh, yep.
And they're like Yaramayahus are like... It's kind of like a vampire.
Yep.
But a person.
Isn't that a vampire?
No. Oh, yeah! Yeah! Because they're half bat, half human. That makes sense. Yeah. They are. Yeah. No. The Yaramayahu. So it's like a person, but underneath its arms and its hands, it has those suction caps that octopuses have.
Oh, yeah.
And like if you fall asleep under a tree near the water, it jumps down and like sucks your blood and then shapeshifts into you. And then you've got to kill the next person. That's how it lives on. Like it's just got to keep killing people.
Interesting.
But
then what's a bunyip?
Bunyips are like this like weird water critter. It's like comes out at night, but it lives in the water.
In the billabong.
Yeah, and like
I read a story about
it's fucking terrifying. Yep. Like if you whistle at night, it comes for you because it just hunts you down. Don't fucking whistle. Stop. No, I actually don't like it.
You don't like whistling?
Well, you don't. Kind of like pisses me off.
Whistling?
Yeah.
What about really good whistling?
No, I fucking hate it. I hate whistling and country music. Those two things really piss me off.
Why? Why country music?
It just really makes me fucking mad. Like, whenever I listen to country music, it makes me want to go on a killing rampage.
Why?
Like, I just want to
murder. I feel the same way about, like, pop music.
No, some pop
music. I don't mind country music. I think some of it's all right.
No.
I'll show you some good ones. I'm telling you.
I'm still waiting.
Not like fucking, Lisa, play the jug. Not that shit.
Get the spoons out. Yeah,
you got like a bucket and a stick with like a rubber band on it.
Bro, Uncle Norm can play the spoons.
Can he?
Yeah.
Spoon man.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
No, that's a talent.
He always does it when he gets drunk.
There you go.
Just, you know, Dad's hit a certain point of drunkenness when you hear ching 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 ching. You're like, oh, he's got the
that
fucking.
That sounded racist.
He's got.
What the fuck?
No!
We're gonna have to cut that bit out.
No, sorry.
Keep it in.
No. See if we can get Storm and Norma to send some footage.
Oh,
I've got some footage from Christmas. Yeah, yeah. Dad came up to me at Christmas time.
Well, here it is.
When Sid and I went down for Uncle Storm and Norman's.
You gotta wait for the video to play. Wait on me. Now.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
That's cool. Let's go.
All right. Anyway, so. We rock up to Christmas, and I made some cute little weed cookies for Christmas. And I go down, and I tell Dad, I'm like, Dad, I got some cookies. And he was like, oh, yeah, give us one. I was like, all right, so I gave him one. And then, like, an hour later, he comes back, and he's like, oh, give us another one. And I was like, all right, so I give him another cookie. And then about half an hour later, I catch him in the pantry, fucking wrist deep in the cookie jar.
Oh, he stinged him.
Yeah. Anyway, about an hour later, Dad's sitting on the couch and he's a bit fucked. And I just look over and I'm like, you right? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. And I fuck off and I come back. And as I come back, he's sitting on the couch playing fucking spoons. I just started recording him and he noticed me recording him and he just fucking lost it. He thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's quite interesting. I've seen my dad get smashed and then have altercations with a koala and a kookaburra.
Tell me.
So we used to go camping quite frequently. And because you know how koalas sound like borderline demonic at night? Like,
yes. Like, they're terrifying.
I can't remember. Like, they just make a fucking.
It's like
weird,
a growl.
Yeah, it's like.
It's like a guttural growl.
Yeah, like a guttural. Yeah, it sounds like.
You can find it and play it.
Yep. So I remember. So we were sleeping, woke up in the morning because I heard this fucking noise, and then when I wake up in the morning, on the tree in front of my tent was a fucking koala. Like this, like, wait. And I got scared because I'm like, fuck, what's it gonna do? I've never seen a koala in real life before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, like, when I go to the zoo, or when I used to, I wanted to see, like, cool shit, like lions and whatever, not fucking koalas. Anyway.
They're so cute.
You know they're, like, the world's dumbest animal?
Yeah, and they're always high.
Riddled with gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Chlamydia, actually.
Oh, that's the one.
So, anyway, my dad, because this thing, like, this koala didn't move all day. Then finally, after about, I don't know, so we woke up at maybe, what, 8 o'clock in the morning. Then by, like, lunchtime, this koala finally comes down. Aww. And my dad's smashed. He's off his face. And he goes to, like, he's like, oh. He goes up to the koala, and he's got, like, gum leaves. And he's like, have some. But this thing's just, like, looking at him, like, what the fuck's going on? And then, like, my dad kept pissing it off, like putting it in his face. He said, what a stupid animal, it's not eating its food. And then I found out recently that koalas are that dumb that they actually can't identify gum leaves unless they're on a tree. Like, if you just give a koala
they're just
a bunch
fussy
of,
eaters.
No. They literally don't know the difference. So if you give a koala a bunch of gum leaves in your hand or something, or just, like, on the ground, they don't eat them because they don't know what they are. They have to eat them in the tree because they don't know. Look it up. I'm not even kidding.
That's why they're trying to pop and
shit. Yeah. So anyway, after my dad was pissing this thing off, it took a swipe at him. But like, yeah, like it swiped it, but it's a koala swipe, so you can see it from Dandenong coming. You know? Like, this thing's like this, like. And then he's like, oh, and he got over it. Anyway, and the koala disappeared. Then I was down, and I used to go fishing a lot, and then I was sitting down, and I see this, the koala, same one, was like drinking out of the river.
Aww.
And then he goes to climb up, like, so there was like a little cliff and like near the bank, and he goes up and he just like stacked and fell off and rolled down the hill and fell into the reeds.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh fuck. So I went over to check on this koala, and the koala's just like, it didn't even know it fell. Like, it was just sitting there for ages. I'm like, fuck, it's dead. And then like I sort of poked it and it was still alive. It was like, I'm like, oh fuck, okay. And I'm like, oh, I thought like it couldn't get up, but it was like, then it just sort of moved. I'm like, okay, it's still okay. And then I went back and it didn't get up and move again for another at least 4 hours. Like, it was just
conserving his energy.
Yeah, all none of it. Then the kookaburra. So my dad was cooking barbecue, and so he had a plate, and he was like, you know, and he was putting all like the sausages and shit on the plate. But every time he'd put a sausage down, fucking a kookaburra come down and take a sausage. And he's like getting it. He's like, what the fuck? And this thing's like, look. So he's like probably up where that, like the balcony is. My dad's like here. So he's looking at him, eating the sausage. And it's just like, my dad was just getting more and more angry because he kept doing it. He stole like 3 or 4. And then my dad, he's like, fuck this. He put a plate over the rest of them so the kookaburra couldn't get it. But then my dad turned, and the kookaburra came down, took the plate off, took a sausage, then put the plate back on, and then took the sausage and went back in the tree. And then my dad started, but by this point, my dad was like proper smashed. He started throwing rocks at this kookaburra. Don't be alarmed, the kookaburra was completely safe because my dad was missing by like 10 meters. Like he could, it was a horrible shot. But yeah, that's my story about koalas and kookaburras. Oh! And I think on the same trip, oh no, I did another trip maybe a few months later. I got bit on the dick by a bull ant.
Tell me about what? It.
Yeah, so I fell asleep on the camping chair and I put the camping chair right over a fucking bull ant's nest. So two or three of the little cunts got up, went up my pants, and then two of them bit me on the dick. Like, not on the nuts, on the dick.
How did it find it?
With the microscope.
On the shaft or on the knob?
Shaft.
Did your dick get bigger after the bite?
Nah, it didn't swell up. It just
That's
fucking
a shame.
Hurt. I know. Fuck, it
you could have
helpful.
Had a dick for a day.
I know.
Wow. That's
I
a
could
shame.
Have felt like you.
Yeah, I got a huge dick.
I bet you do.
I reckon if I had a Eric dick, Reed. It would be fucking massive.
I don't think
I
so.
I think it would be.
Why do
Why
you think
wouldn't it be?
Because look at the size of you already.
No, if I was a guy, I think I would be bigger. I don't think I would be the same size as me now. I think I would be taller and I think I would be buffer. Why? What makes you not think that?
Because you're a fuckhead.
No, that's just fucking honest truth.
No.
Like, if I...
Look
if
at
I,
genetically, no.
Okay, you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to...
What are we going to do? How are we going to prove this?
No, listen.
Tell me how we're going to prove this.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. What we're going to do is we're going to clone me. But instead of cloning me, we're going to, like, take my saliva and then make it into, like, a boy. So it's like a test tube baby. But, like, not a test tube baby because it's, like, it won't be a baby. I'll be, like, an adult in a test tube. But a boy.
That's enough.
Shut up.
That's enough. That's enough. We'll change
Put
something.
Him back in the cage.
Give me another cut.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Wait. No, I'm telling you, I'd be fucking huge.
Yeah, tell me whatever you want.
Shut up, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Stop.
You're just jealous, because my dick's bigger.
That's it, that's the one.
Yeah.
He's used to be bigger.
Before the So the card.
Threw away the keys.
So the card.
Have you found the keys yet?
So the card.
He's lost his keys again, guys. We need to do a scavenger hunt for Jahari's keys. Okay? Can't tell you what the keys are for, but we really need everyone's help. If you could just comment on where you think Jahari's keys are.
They were in the fruit bowl.
That's where he last found them, was in the fruit bowl when he retraced his steps, but they weren't there when he went back to check. So we need everyone's help, a community, a cult effort's help on we need to find Jahari's keys. Hashtag find Jahari's keys, okay? We should get some shirts printed. Yeah, I think we need to make this a movement. It's pretty important business, if you ask me. Don't you think, Philip?
I could think of more important things, but sure. Like, literally anything else. But yeah, if you want, hashtag find Jahari's keys. Right. We'll make a... We'll put it on milk cartons.
Yeah, like the rat milk?
Yeah, this is dog shit. This is bad. This is a shit day. Bad podcast, guys. Draw the fucking card.
It could be worse. I could have no keys.
Well, that's what we're kind of hoping, that they are still keys.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what if there is no keys?
Maybe it's like an electronic one, like your car. That, or it's like a, or on the other, like, other end of the spectrum, it's like some full-blown, like, ancient Egyptian artifact where you got to get, like, a stone tablet that you're going to put in some other thing and then turn it, like, 90 degrees when the sun's, like, in a specific spot to open the temple door.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got to find them keys.
Yeah, we'll find them.
All right, your next card you got.
Yep.
You got the card of the Mountain of the Strong Foundations.
Oh, that's Ayers Rock.
It's not. It's just a mountain. Oh. If it was Ayers Rock, it would say Ayers Rock.
Oh, right. Well, sorry, Uluru. Well,
I was just about to correct you, actually.
Yeah. Well, I corrected you.
Thank you.
Educated.
Educate your friends.
I'm learning.
On culture. I'm learning. So.
Yep, what's the mountain mean?
Well, like, okay, it's funny because he usually gets this card.
Yeah, but, I don't know if I want it now.
Yeah, but what I think it's about you is, like, I feel like over the past maybe year, like, I've known you for a long time, but I feel like over the past year, you've really kind of, it's lame to say, but not, like, found yourself or you're finding yourself. Like, you're finding yourself, but, like, you've just become an emotionally more stable person and just a stronger person. Like, whenever I have an issue,
mm-hmm.
I usually talk to you about it. You're my strong foundation in this friendship. Oi, like,
I give great life advice.
Fucking awesome life advice. If you ever need... You should do, like... Fuck, bro, you should do, like, cameos, but for life advice.
Oh.
Just make them TikToks.
I could, yeah. But like good shit, not
like give us some advice right now, like just
some off the honestly top of your head. My best fucking advice I've ever given people, and I think I've given it to you multiple times. Always jerk off before making a big decision. Always, because I feel like we all know, especially fellas, or people with willies, that sometimes. When we haven't, we make poor decisions.
Desperate decisions.
Yes. Jahari can attest to it.
Find Jahari's keys.
Yeah, but do you understand? Yeah, but do you agree with my... Yeah,
I understand
see?
What you're saying. You got that post-nut clarity and you're making only good decisions.
Exactly. Only good ones.
Yeah.
That's my best one. I'd put that on a t-shirt.
You ever made a decision mid-wank?
How the fuck do you make it? I don't think of anything. No. Do you do that?
Constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
100%. Can you explain this to me? Now, I'm fascinated. So how, like, how vigorous are you going? Like, and how, like, how much thought is put onto this?
What's okay. the rhythm?
All right, so
yeah, what's your
rhythm? It changes. Because sometimes it's
and,
just...
And, like, hold on, but also explain to me. Give me an example of when you have had decision changes whilst masturbating.
Well, there was a thought of a decision needing to be made that I thought I made the decision of while, like, pulling the hog. And then changed that choice after I busted a nut. Because sometimes...
That must have been bothering you a lot to really think about that while you're doing...
Yeah, but sometimes wanks take a while. Like, I'm going to keep one on you. Sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do.
No,
you're in control.
No, that's fair enough. Because sometimes they do take long. Yeah. Especially now, when I'm in my 30s now, it takes a little bit longer than it used to. But also, that could be... dehydration as well.
You don't drink nearly enough water.
I don't, it's bad.
It pisses me off, man.
Well, it would piss me off, but I can't go.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
What colour was your wee today? I was
Look, it wasn't like a real dark sort of urine colour. It was more like sort of on the cusp of hydration just because I had so many up and goes.
But, like, do you find, like, I don't know if this happens to guys, but sometimes if I drink milk, I notice it feels like when it comes out, it feels, like, thicker. Like, it doesn't feel as watery as, like, if I drank water.
What comes out?
Like, my wee. Yeah, like, when I wee, it's, like, the wee's
like
thicker when I drink milk.
Like, does it look milky?
No, it doesn't look milky. It still looks clear. It just feels different.
No, I've never had, like...
Nope.
The only thing that's ever changed the colour of my pee or any consistency of my pee has been, like, multivitamins. If I have too many... Like, if I've had multivitamins, my pee usually goes green.
Green?
Yeah, it's like a fluoro green, yeah.
If I accidentally swallow mist, it turns my wee that colour.
There you go. Yeah, multivitamins can turn you... Because what happens is your body can only absorb so many vitamins. So, like, anything... excess just gets urinated out, so that's why you can change your color of your piss like green. I have changed the color of my shit to purple.
Imagine
beetroot juice. Beetroot juice. Did you swallow blue mist?
Yeah, she got me.
Fuck.
In the mouth. Imagine. All right, guys, put your imagination caps on.
Hold on.
It's gonna ruin my hair.
Put it on. All right.
Yep.
Imagine if you could
change
the colour of your piss.
What? Like?
Imagine you just sit there and you go, oh, I need to go to the toilet. It's going to come out purple. And you go to the toilet and you can piss purple. Or like you're pissing and you're watching it come out and you're like green, red, blue, purple. And it changes
like
colour.
Yeah!
Right. Imagine how fucking cool would that be? Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that?
Same.
Surely,
why
no, listen, yeah. We got so much fucking technology now. Why aren't we changing our piss colour?
Because I feel like it's a wasted resource.
Yeah, we could be curing cancer, but
like
you want
other
to change
Bro, they've already cured cancer. Just smoke weed. Like, it's fine. But, like, listen.
They reckon ingest the oil.
Yeah, whatever. Same. Sorry, bro. Fuck, man.
This diverticulitis duck, what are you doing?
It's not... It's his cousin. His cousin's filling in for him today.
Polio
he's
duck,
six.
Good call.
No, but just imagine you could do that. Imagine you could change the colour of your piss. That would make me so fucking happy.
At least you're easily amused.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, right.
We discussed earlier how you literally can change the colour of your piss.
Like
yeah.
30 seconds
Why don't
before
you, just
you came
try
up with that idea.
The start of this part of
no, but it's still the same spectrum of yellow.
No.
I'm talking about, no, not with, like, food colouring, with, like, voice activation. Hey, Siri, change the colour of my piss. Okay, what colour do you want your piss? Hey, Siri, I want purple piss. And then Siri gives me purple piss.
You want Siri to have that kind of access?
Yeah, that's...
She's fucking already got that much access.
I don't think she does.
Well, she's probably gonna, at this point. She's a nosy bitch. She's at everyone's house, but she just look. Siri, if you're listening to this, can you please find out a way to change the color of my piss?
You just set up everybody's Siri devices.
Sorry. Oi, do you reckon robots are gonna kill us one day? Bro, they got like sex robots and shit now, and it's like full on. It makes me really nervous.
I don't know if they're gonna kill us, because I feel like,
it makes me feel like they're gonna bite my feet.
Maybe, like I believe in like Skynet, you know.
What's Skynet?
Oh, it's from Terminator 2. Oh, we're from Terminator series. Skynet is like the ones that created Terminator and shit.
Is it the one with the red eyes?
No, I just shut up, bro.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the Terminator?
I've seen Terminator, but not Terminator 2.
It's like the greatest movie of all time.
Terminator. How so? I've not seen it. Explain.
Is it Terminator 2?
Terminator 2.
Oh, just watch it and then come back to me.
He hasn't seen Jurassic Park either.
That's... How'd you...
That's why I beat him on camera.
Yeah, but like, what... How did he get into the cult? I feel like, isn't that at least one of the prerequisites? You left that off-seek, didn't you? Off the key criteria. There you go. Key selection criteria was left. That was left off it.
What?
I forged my entry entry documents.
Yeah, fair enough. That's like my dad's mate. He went for a job interview, and it was like he needed all these, like, they asked him, like, a bunch of shit, like, he needed to be, like, do you know how to drive this machine? Do you know how to use this machine? And he's like, yep. Got to the job the first day. And they're like, oh, you need to do this. He goes, I don't know how. And they're like, why'd you say you did? He goes, you wouldn't have given me the job if I said I didn't. And then they're like, oh, fair enough. So they just taught him on the job, which is what he thought was going to happen anyway. So it worked.
He won. Really.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it, people. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Philip and I used to work together, but then he got caught jerking off in the toilet.
One time. I still remember on my last shift, we found this giant magnet, me and Jamal, and then we just like piffed it on the roof to see if it would get stuck on the roof.
Dude, we should
tell them. We threw it, but we couldn't get high enough, so it fell in like this tub of metal shit on the top of like a shelf that was like fucking 10 meters high, and we're like, and just walked away. What do you do?
One time, were you there when we were playing javelin at the back of the warehouse? With some rusty metal rods we found.
Oh no, I was way gone by then.
Okay, so we're playing javelin one day. We put all these empty boxes and we stacked them up, and then like right at the back of the warehouse where Adlon is, there was like just like this real long, just empty space, and we like found these really long rusty metal rods, and we were like, we should throw these rods at shit and see what it stabs. So we just threw it at a couple random boxes that had shit in it, and it didn't break anything, thankfully, but it was very
even
sharp.
If it did, who cares?
Doesn't matter. Anyway, so we all took competitions, and we could only run to a certain point and then we'd have to throw it
like javelin.
Yeah, exactly like javelin. That's why I said javelin. Yeah, listen, anyway, I was throwing it, and Jamal fucking threw it, and he fucking missed it, and nearly got someone on a fucking forklift as they were driving past.
Was it old mate?
No, I think it was Tristan. He's just one of the bosses. And yeah, that got shut down pretty quick, but that was pretty funny. We did it for like an hour and a half before we got caught. Yeah. So we got paid to play javelin with rusty rods.
Well, I mean, you got paid to work, but you just didn't. You just did that.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been lighting shit on fire because we worked out that shoe polish is flammable.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really flammable. Wow. But you can, like, spray something and then light it on fire.
Oh, the aerosol.
And then blow it out and it's fine.
Well, so, it's because of aerosol.
It's amazing.
But what about shoe polish, like the actual... The
no, it's the spray shoe polish.
Well, yeah, most sprays, I think all sprays are flammable.
Are they?
Yeah.
How?
Aerosol. Like, I don't know, just...
I know aerosol, because I have it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, there is a component in there, because what fourth to create fire, you need three elements. You need a fuel source, heat, and oxygen. So the aerosol can contains at least one of those elements. I think it's a fuel source. And then you just get a lighter, creates the heat, and then you're out in the air.
Or you could just get two rocks and bang them together and it does the same thing.
No. You can't do it with rocks. Dumb cunt.
You can make fire with rocks. No. Yes, you can.
No, it doesn't spark.
I'll show you.
Right. Can't do it with rocks. You got to use the fucking stick deal. I watch Bear Grylls.
Oh.
Yeah, because it worked out well for him, didn't it?
He's a fucking multi-millionaire.
Didn't it come out that he was a fucking phony?
Yeah.
I mean, well...
Not a complete phony.
Not a complete phony. Like...
I'm sorry.
Like, or everything he did was for show. Like, everything on TV. Except, like, Naked and Afraid. I think that one was legitimate.
It's my pink gripper.
Yeah.
Do this.
Oh.
Ooh.
I got rings on though. But you gotta put your fucking elbow. I don't want you to cheat, man.
Alright. Yeah. Have a good clean fight here.
Who's the referee? Kefa?
Jahari.
Oh, wait, Sam.
Whose side are you on?
We need ref Sam.
Thumb war.
You need a ref this thumb war.
Don't, man.
Why?
Because you got.
Wait, Sam. Hey. Come here before you start. Let me.
Ow! Don't! You've just fucked with my eyebrow!
That is great news.
Don't! I'm not having a great eyebrow day.
Ooh, yeah, they look horrible.
Yeah, like usual.
Bro, you can't! How's your hairline?
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, don't talk shit about my fucking
eyebrows! Yeah,
don't
talk about shit about
my eyebrows! Don't talk about my eyebrows!
Fuck you!
Alright.
Ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Yep. Elbow on the table, you goose.
Looks like two snakes. Bro! Yeah!
Two! Three! I win!
Bro, you fucking liar.
That's a red card! Got the short one!
No, I didn't. The ref didn't see.
I'm just saying.
Red? I can't get a straight red. This is bullshit.
You can't use your fingers.
I hope I beat you real hard.
You didn't. You bite like a pussy. You're a failure as a human being.
Philip.
Good stuff.
That is so rude.
Give me another card.
Fine.
All right.
I hope it tells you you're a piece of shit. You're going to love this card.
Okay.
Because it's my card.
Oh. Yeah, because everything's great for you.
You got the Goanna card.
Yeah.
It's me and you, bro. It's us hanging out. Nah, not really. It's actually about self-preservation. It's like talks about like you fucking burn yourself out all the time.
I do.
Yeah, so you need to stop doing that because it fucks
I'm
you up.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, good. Good. Because when you work on it, you'll get a stronger foundation.
Yep.
Like the mountain, you know, then you get less burnt out.
So I want to go from lizard back to mountain.
It's all connected.
Yeah, right.
It's all connected.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you, with the card of the Goannas. Goannas are quite, like, they're quite sassy animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite, like, when they shed their skin, that it doesn't come off in one piece. And I think that's a metaphor for you. It's like you are working on yourself little bit by little bit. And it's like you're shedding a little bit here and a little bit there. And over time, your skin's just going to all fall off and you're going to rebirth and you're going to grow more fruitful. I think you're evolving into a really nice person.
Yep. Cool.
I hate you.
What do you want me to say? I have nothing to say. I like that. That's a nice card. That's a good card.
You know what? You'd look good with a fucking Colombian necktie.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to cut your tongue out. Have you guys ever seen that? Like...
Most people haven't watched a lot of the things you have watched.
Why? Though it's so entertaining.
Because it's quite traumatic for me.
Self-preservation.
What the fuck? It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's really not that bad.
It's not bad.
You grow up in fucking Western Sydney, bruv.
Mate, you grew up. Western Sydney. May as well be in Toorak, mate.
No way. Bro, fuck that.
Everyone knows Sydney's with posh wankers.
No, it's not.
It is. Anyway.
It is not.
Moving on.
It is not. No, I like those...
Sydney sucks. I've been there twice.
Sydney sucks, eh?
And I fucking hate it. Yeah. No, three times. I've been there three times. It's like you guys didn't build the town properly.
No, they didn't. Like, it's so many, like, you can't, like, if you miss a turn, you can't just...
Yeah, you can't. It's like you have to go this arse-about way just to get back where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
So
tell them what you really think of Sydney.
It sucks. So, may as well just fucking knock it down and not build it back again because it'd be a waste of time.
Ooh, you want to go back into Phuket?
Like, okay. Our town's way better.
I do like Melbourne better. Melbourne's a nicer place. I do like Melbourne.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, I don't know, man. I think you're a piece of shit.
I hate you.
I fucking hate you too.
Yep. I hope your eyebrows fall off.
Oh, so do I.
We can finally agree on something.
Like, I don't know what it is with you guys and my fucking eyebrows. I have nice eyebrows.
Says who?
Look at them. They're like nice and even, and they're like got like a nice little natural point, right? They're sassy. Gives me good expression, you know? So when I'm death staring, you really understand it because of my eyebrows.
Really? I wasn't sure if you were surprised or not.
I'm not surprised.
You got eyes like a possum?
I do. I do have big fucking eyes. They're really
bit
scary.
You're real buggy. You kind of look like a mermaid.
No! They've got beady eyes. No. They had the weird shark eyes. I don't have shark eyes, bro. No.
Do you have a shark card?
No, there's no shark card.
Oh, I hope. Well, thank God.
Otherwise, it would be you, not me. I'm the fucking goanna, you idiot.
No, you're not.
No, that's actually really offensive. No, that hurt my feelings. Shut up, you hurt my feelings.
I don't care. That was the point.
No, those mermaids are really scary.
Yeah, I hope you fucking get eaten by one.
I would much rather hang out with a Mexican cartel mob than a fucking mermaid at this point. Just by looking at that bitch, I would much rather risk my kidney than hang out with a mermaid.
One of those two options are real, so.
What do you mean?
What?
Mermaids are real.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Why are you... No. You were, like, all in on this when we were talking about earlier, and now the cameras are rolling. You're like, they're not real. They are real.
I'm just yanking your dick. Obviously, they're real.
So, see?
Yeah, just like yanking your dick.
See, Philip, you get it.
Yeah.
No.
Anything else?
Tell me about that other conspiracy. The ones with the fucking circle in the ground.
Oh, Atlantis.
Yes.
Okay.
The city.
Yeah.
Tell them.
So.
Educate the cult.
Educate the cult. I don't know if it's education or just the crazy man just spewing fucking conspiracy theories.
That is education.
Is it? I don't know.
That's what... Anyway, just tell them.
So I got into, like, the Atlantis idea because I saw some... It was, like, on... Might have been Joe Rogan or something.
Yeah.
And they were talking about... Oh, do you guys fart or something? You did, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah. Did you find your keys yet, mate?
You fucking dog. Yeah. Talk about Atlantis, cunt.
Anyway, Atlantis, which is this fucking lost civilization. Everyone's seen the movie. Good movie. Have you seen the Atlantis movie?
No.
Fucking missing out.
Which one? There's like 1,000 of them.
No, the cartoon one. The Disney. Oh, is it Disney?
It's Disney. No, I haven't seen it.
It's good. Watch it. So anyway, I'll keep talking while these children keep laughing because... See? I don't know why people watch this show. Huh?
I don't know if they do.
Yeah, well, clearly.
No, they do. They do. Because they comment and tell me how ugly I am.
Shut up and listen to your guests.
I'm listening.
So Atlantis, obviously, like the movie, it lost civilization. And they reckon the theory was that it sunk underwater. Right? But upon further review, they reckon that...
Oh, no. Ew. Wait.
I can't do that. That's fucking disgusting. That's fucking disgusting.
No, drink it.
No.
Drink it.
No.
It'd be funny.
No.
All right.
That one was just fucked.
Anyway, back to Atlantis.
No, just keep spitting in your hand. Or spit in his mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
He won't let me.
Why?
Because he keeps trying.
What do you fucking mean, why?
I threw my nail clippings at him yesterday and he nearly died.
Wow.
I'm sweating. This is brutal. Let's talk about Atlantis.
Okay.
A lot of blinking's been going on this episode.
Yeah.
Talk about the fucking city.
What's with the blinking?
There's nothing, I don't know, I'm okay. Just blinking, everyone blinks.
Yeah, like a regular amount.
So Atlantis, Phil.
Anyway, Atlantis, like the movie, there's this lost civilization, everyone thought that it was fucking submerged in the Great Flood. Have you heard that theory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me the video on it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Great Flood. Yeah, we talked about it on Thursday.
Yeah. But they reckon now that because the Sahara Desert used to be like a jungle, it wasn't a desert, so they think that it was somewhere around there. And there's like, if you look at the like videos from space, you can see like circles.
Oh, the fucking eye thing in the desert.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, yeah. They reckon that's Atlantis because it sort of matches the. So Plato, who was this
philosopher?
Yeah, philosopher.
Great philosopher.
Was he Greek or was he Roman?
I'm pretty sure it was Greek.
Okay. Anyway. So he describes this city of like of water, but it had three different rings. And it sort of plays into what people have that eye in the desert. And they think that Atlantis was actually on the land and it was not submerged, but the rainforest of the Sahara, like the water from it and shit, incorporated most of it. And then when... there was a great cataclysm, no one knows what it is, like destroyed it all, and then, so it, like, fucked the whole city up and also leveled the rainforest, now it's a desert.
I have a question.
Okay.
What was the purpose of the rings? Was it to keep the crocodiles out?
I don't know. Like, I wasn't there, obviously.
Why? But, why wasn't I there?
Well, no one knows why, but it's essentially like gates. Like they had like a, it's like a gated community. Yeah. So it gets like any castle for protection from what? I couldn't tell you.
Probably.
But like it's a whole city.
Probably from the mermaids. I don't know.
That makes me so nervous. I'm nervous to go into water.
We should go swimming.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should wait. Wait a bit.
Yeah, well, you have to wait like half an hour.
Yeah, I don't think Australia has mermaids.
It doesn't?
We're not cold enough.
But there's like, apparently there's videos of it being in other places too. I just said the majority of them have been there, but there are other ones. And to think about it too, right? There's people living in all sorts of climates. Maybe there's climatized mermaids. Like if you really think about it, if they're like people of the sea, there would be maybe ones that are like for colder waters, which more tropical waters, ones that survive more in like...
it's like sharks.
Parts. Yeah, like sharks.
My God, imagine if there's like a fucking ultimate mermaid. It's like a bull shark, because like bull sharks can go in any sort of water, like fresh water, salt water, it doesn't fucking matter. They can go in any water.
Yep.
Imagine if there's a mermaid that can go in any water. Like imagine what she would look like.
Or he. Or they.
Yeah. Or they. Yeah. We don't know. Maybe. But all the mermaids that I've seen all kind of like that one. So maybe it'd just be a different kind of ugly.
This is stressing me out. It's actually making me sweaty thinking about mermaids.
Okay.
Don't blink too much.
No, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. No. Other ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think my weirdest problem is? You've known me so long now.
That you still believe me a lot of the time. Like, even when I'm clearly fucking with you, you still don't know. Like, you always question.
Because everything's a rib. I don't know what's reality with you.
Neither does Jahari. He doesn't know when I'm fucking with him either.
It's because Jahari lost his keys. He's just thinking about his keys.
He left him with his charger.
Bro, where did you put your charger? Retrace your steps.
I'll fucking skin you.
I need some personal space. I need some personal
unsubscribe.
Space. Unsubscribe. She unsubscribed.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Your, what'd you say, your weirdest or quality? Yeah, I don't know. You're just really easy to fuck with. But also, I'm really good at fucking with people too. Like, I have like a, almost like a handbook of how to fuck with people really well.
It's your special hidden talent.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when I call you.
Oh my God, I will get like, this happens to me at least 3 times a week. I'll just get a random phone call from Philip, and it'll be most random time. I'll be at work, and I'll be like, hey, are you all right? And he'll answer and go, hey, I can't talk. And then he just hangs up.
But I called her.
That's so good.
Yeah. Or he'll call me and go, oh, I don't need your help, and just hang up. And it's like, oh, okay.
Or another one is, oh, hey, are you coming into training tonight? Oh, I don't know why. Oh, I got to tell you something. And then you come in, what do you need to tell me? Oh, nothing, I was just joking.
That's so dog.
Yeah, so I just stress for half the day. Like,
oh, yeah, okay. It's great. Fucking with people is easy.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. Are you nearly ready?
Yep.
To fight Sid Parker again?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm not ready. I need my tape.
Well, where's your tape?
It's
can
in
I
my
help
bag.
You? Can I help you put it on?
Yeah, you just gotta find my.
I'll go.
My bag.
Where's your bag?
I think it's over there.
Where?
Well, I'll go grab it. I'll go grab
you
the tape
it.
And you can put it on.
While we're waiting for your tape, I'll just look at Jahari until you come back.
All right.
Because I know he really likes it when I look at him.
You're so ugly.
Haram. No! I got the rat. You can't. I'm out of bounds. See this bubble?
That fucking stung. That was so good.
I'm out of bounds.
Ouch.
You can't touch me. I'm a force. You
Let's
cannot
get some
touch.
Personal space up in this
and
place.
I rip my skin off!
He doesn't say that.
Yes,
at
he
all.
Does. He rips his skin off.
Yeah, he does it, but
you're
he doesn't
fucking
say
liar.
I rip my fucking skin.
You're so stupid. You don't know anything. Give me your tape.
Just do the wrists. Not the hand.
Fuck, bro. You are so hairy. Ow. That was my nose. You know, wrist tape, it reminds me a lot of crack. Because,
what?
Like, hear me out. As soon as you whip out wrist tape
yep, I know what
in
you're
a locker
say.
Room,
oh,
everyone's
man.
On it like crack. Like,
yep.
Oh, can I just have a little bit?
Cheerio.
Yeah! Mm. Is that too tight?
No, it's fine.
How much?
And then wrap back up to the hand.
This is riveting.
Oh, yeah, great content.
ASMR.
Bet you're all loving this.
That's enough.
I love ASMR.
You know what? I recently got into it.
It's so good,
yeah,
isn't it?
Helps me sleep.
They keep bullying me for it, but it makes me so calm.
You know she watches fairy ASMR?
What's fairy ASMR?
It's where someone
it's
dresses
exactly
up like a
is.
Fairy and does ASMR.
But, hear me out, she's got like cool gimmicks and she does like your makeup, but it's like fairy makeup, and so it's like not real.
Give her a shout out.
I can't remember her name, but the really nice fairy woman. Oh, she's so cool. But she like, she'll have like a... like say this is like a fucking eye makeup palette. She'll be like, all right, now we're just getting the garden palette. And she just like taps it and it'll be like moss. And there's nothing on the brush, but then she puts it on your face. And it's just like the fucking best. It's so fucking good. You have no idea. And she had these like, oh my God, she had these like They were like face rollers. And they were just full of glitter. It was so good. I was like, man, this bitch really gets me. She really understands my mental health. Like, she just, I'm her audience. And it works. She's so over in our household. But I can't remember her name. Classic Erica.
A diagnosis is required.
I think my dad is too scared to get me diagnosed.
What would be the point?
Well, I'm fine. I'm doing all right.
No, you're not. Anyway, that was a good chat. So,
are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, ready as I'll ever be.
Are you going to wrestle with a hoodie on?
No, I'll take that off.
You're going to catch a cold?
No, later. All right, you have to tie it up again later.
Yep. Now you won't catch a cold.
All right.
All right, Philip, you're about to die.
Well, after that experience...
How does it make you feel?
Swell.
Swell?
Swell.
Swell. Wait, before you go, where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Oh, why? I have to take my thing off.
You have to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Hold on.
Say goodnight.
Hold on.
Oh, bro, you got a fully hectic pimple. Let me pop it.
No,
let me pop it.
No.
It's green. Let me pop it. Don't
pick up your phone.
I pop his pimples. All right, Philip.
Can I wear these when I'm ready?
That'll give you superpowers.
Yeah, like the power of no vision.
They're the blue lights. Alright. You ready to die?
I'm ready.
My iPhone just ran out of storage.
Did it?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Phil! Thank you.
Get back! That is one big pile of shit.
Then the biscuit.